Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
So my thought is this. I've made no secret. I think Kevin's a pretty good coach. Pretty good coaches get canned all the time
in the
NFL.
Yep.
So, you know, if Kevin doesn't win more than a couple of more games the rest of the way, there's a significant chance that the Browns make a move. That's just the way it works in the NFL. Okay. I think the guy's a pretty good coach. I think he'll end up coaching later if he doesn't coach here, you know, for a long period of time. And I think he'll have a nice career. Does it mean he's the second coming of Andy Reid? No. But I think the guy's a pretty good coach. What I do really think...
Tell us what you really think.
...is that he has to go to great lengths to not let his real personality come out. Because...
Well, I think there's a difference, you know.
I think he comes off to me... is a really regular guy, a fun guy,
mm-hmm.
who knows as a coach he kind of has to be guarded. For instance, when he was asked about Mike Vrabel and, you know, having him in on the staff and around the team and everything else, and how he all that situation, and he said a couple of things, and he said, there are only so many times you can go skiing.
I mean, he dropped some funny stuff.
It just cracked me up. I just thought.
I mean, he had the Tommy Boy reference a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff that I think, man.
It's just dry. It's
this
super
guy,
dry.
If this guy didn't have to do this, his press conferences would be a blast.
This but, at the end?
I'm good, Kevin. Thanks.
Oh, great. Thanks, Scott.
There you go. That's true.
Like, you can clearly tell. It's like, great, I get to go home.
I'm out of here.
Outstanding.
Yeah, but I will say this.
What's the special in the cafeteria?
Rest of you people need to take notes.
Dan, I brought this up on Friday. Like, and I think you agreed with me on this, that Kevin has not, last week he did not sound the same as he normally does. Like, he didn't sound like comfortable Kevin. Even if he was giving you an answer that it was you just knew was hot air, you knew what it was. Last week, he was not comfortable, Kevin. And by the way, maybe that alludes back to the fact that, you know, he was intense with the players last week and he was going to be a little more intense with the media last week. Today, he sounded like regular Kevin. He sounded like Kev.
Like Kev.
Like Kev.
Like Kev.
At least you didn't say Kevbo.
No, but he sounded like he was himself today. Like he didn't... He didn't feel like okay, I'm good for four more days, is what he sounded like.
Last week was an interesting week, I think, all the way around.
Oh, and then when Joe wins with the Bengals on Thursday night, it just... Friday was... I had a headache when I walked out of here on Friday, Jeff. I mean, people complaining about that.
It's the type of day without
stuff.
Me. I get it.
Yeah, actually, probably was.
He was like omega grumpy. I don't know if you're going to get farther into grump than that.
Does it feel like a victory Monday because it was Miami, by the way?
I mean, I think there's a victory Monday due to the fact that you scored more points than your opponent.
Thank you very much.
Or the fact that they got over 20.
And you were 1-5.
I kind of don't give a crap who it's against. You scored more than the other team, but you haven't been doing that very often.
I got to tell you, those calls we got in the first hour today, they go, it's Miami.
Yeah, but how did we start the show?
Well, those people won.
First words out of my mouth were, "It's just okay, Miami. We know it was the 1-5 Miami Dolphins.
I get
However.
It. Yes.
And with that in mind, you now get the 5-2 New England Patriots.
Okay.
Who appear to have one of the really good young quarterbacks in the NFL in Drake May. And appear to have enough skill position talent around him that their offense is just fine. They go into Sunday's game with a 4-game winning streak.
Oh, it's time to lose it.
And Andy, they've put up some points. 42 against the Panthers, which, okay, it's only the Panthers. But they beat the Bills 23-20. They beat the Saints. Great, it was only the Saints. And they beat the Titans. Okay, it was only the Titans. You don't need to remember them anymore. 31-13. So though they have a 4-game winning streak, you could make the argument that only one of those came against a good team, Buffalo. And the other three are teams that you should smush. Carolina, New Orleans, and Tennessee.
Say that word again?
Smush.
Smush?
Smush.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
So a 4-game winning streak, but only one team that you think, yeah, that was a really good win. The others were like, okay, you should win those games. That's why this game coming up on Sunday is critical for the Browns. Let's go back to what you said earlier about the division and the numbers and you know who Pittsburgh plays and who Cincinnati plays and what's going on there. Mm-hmm. If the Browns can go to New England and pick up a third win and move to 3-5, then things get a little interesting. Right now, things are a little, hey, it was Miami, you beat him, great, that's your second win of the year.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know where we are? If there was a party going on inside the house, we're on the outside wondering if we can get in. Are we going to get past the doorman?
And you
that's where it is. Yeah. This week is the doorman. If we can get in here, we might be allowed to walk into the party.
Very Seinfeldy reference of you.
That's because it was the three of us that walked in.
What's the episode? And there Soup was, Nazi. What's the next episode? Bubble Boy. What's the next episode? Doorman.
Is that true?
Well, there is a good doorman episode.
It is for you. There was a doorman episode.
Yeah,
doorman
but that, episode. I'm not talking about New York Park Avenue. I'm talking about trying to get into the club. I'm trying to get in. You know, you got the velvet ropes up. And
well, that's
you
the doorman. That's the...
Yeah, but that's like about
it's the, like the bouncer. Except
the bouncer.
He's not
okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I thought
he's
you were talking about.
He's not a bouncer. He's because he's manning the door. He doesn't need to beat you up.
We're not bringing anybody pretty with us. So our odds of getting in are not good for the three of us. But if one of you guys have a friend that's like
hot,
beautiful, then we might get in the door.
I don't know. I've always been told the paper bag was an improvement.
It's a tremendous improvement.
Though you've won four straight, if you're New England. Again,
improvement.
Three of those wins were like, okay, well, good. You beat up Tennessee and you beat up Carolina and you beat up the Saints. If the Browns can go there and put together a really good effort and somehow sneak out of there with a win, Andy, that to me is, this is the pivotal week of the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Because of numerous reasons, 2-6, 3-5, you're closing in on 500, and you'll have beaten a second team this year
that you weren't supposed to.
That's a pretty good win. Let's leave it at that. a pretty good win. The Green Bay game, that Green Bay game was a good win. You should have beat Minnesota in London. That should have happened too. And you should have beat Cincinnati in week one. Should have, would have, could have, all that stuff. Doesn't matter, because think about where you'd be right now had that been the case. You know, you'd be 4-3. But you might not, you know, maybe shouldn't have beaten Green Bay. But I honestly think the New England game could be absolutely the turning point of the season, one way or the other.
Totally agree.
One way or the other.
We are 1,000% on the same page. Because rather than having to run all the way up a mountain, you'd be a quarter of the way up the mountain. Especially if Green Bay beats Pittsburgh.
It gets real interesting if you can beat the New England Patriots. If you can't, then you're just struggling along and, you know, 2-6 and see what might happen down the road.
You're reverting back to Friday is what happens. You're going back to Friday, Thursday, Friday last week. That's where you're going to go. If they have the opportunity to win this game, this is it has the potential to be a season changer. How's that sound?
Yeah.
I think the only way you end up back to Thursday, Friday, though, is if you get railroaded. Like, if you just get, like, completely blown off the field. I think that's the only way. If it's close and you lose, yeah, I feel a lot of people be like, oh, darn, okay.
If you go compete, it's a good game.
Right. I think it's one of those where, again, you know, there's no such thing as a moral victory. But I think it's one of those where you feel a little bit better.
They have some guys that can hurt a defense a little bit, but I don't think anybody that makes you the other than the quarterback, where you think this is, you know, this guy's dynamite. Travion Henderson's coming on a little bit. Ramondre Stevenson has been a guy who's had football issues, you know, throughout his young career already, but Drake May looks like the real deal, and getting Stephon Diggs in there has helped them a little bit. So it'll be a challenge for the Browns, but I truly do think pivotal one way or the other for how this season could play out.
I'll buy it. I was just kind of looking through Nick Shook's quarterback rankings going into this weekend. By the way, his number one quarterback in the league right now, tier one, going into this weekend's play, you want to guess?
Since you're talking about it must be Baker Mayfield.
That's correct. So Baker is his number one quarterback in the league right now, tier one. And then Drake May was coming to this thing ranked seventh. So that's what you'll see this weekend, although I don't see
Dylan Gabriel even in the top 32.
Dylan Gabriel didn't even make the story.
Yes,
yeah, he wasn't even tier three.
That's my catch. How deep does he go?
He goes tier four.
Shanahan sounds a lot like Kevin on that.
Spencer Rattler. Saints, if I need to let anybody know.
He's been playing, like, surprisingly decent.
He's been 19th. Okay. Yesterday, he had the grudge match against Caleb Williams and the Bears.
You know what's weird? His bottom two guys were ranked 20th was Bo Nix, 21 was Jackson Dart.
Yeah, well, they won't be ranked there any longer.
No, I don't think so. They'll be coming up. And he was up. Dart was ranked up 9 spot, so he must go deeper. Let's see.
Mario's in Cleveland. Hey, Mario.
Oh, tier five. Yes. Sorry.
Thank God for having me. I'll be brief. I just want to say this. I was listening to you talking about this inviting to the party. First of all, the Browns get in. We're sneaking through the back door, through a window. We're not getting invited, and we got to sneak in the door. Two.
Did you ever do that? I think that's half the fun. Half the fun's walking in and just kind of, oh, yeah, I belong here.
Absolutely not, Andy. Okay, and then like I said, you know, the Browns had their chance, man. You got to beat Cincinnati, and you got to beat Minnesota. This team really don't deserve to get there, to be honest. And it's not because I think the team is a bad team, because I thought the team could shock the world and make the playoffs. But Stefanski, some coaching hiccups this year. I just think, you know, some of the games we should have won. But we're a young team, but I just don't think we're going to get to the playoffs. If we do, cool, but my host is...
I don't want the season to be over before Halloween. Let's be honest. I didn't want the Guardians and Browns to have their seasons end in the same month.
It would be a stunning comeback if the Browns made the playoffs.
It would be stunning. But, again, you're a game changer if you can win this week.
Yeah, I do think, actually.
It's a game changer.
I think they should be 3-4 right now. You know, I don't think you should have beaten Green Bay, and I think you should have beaten Minnesota, and I think you should have beaten Cincinnati.
Jeff, if you were 3-4, you're knocking on the Steelers' door.
I know, but you're not. I know.
But if you win this week, you're 3-5. The Steelers lose to Green Bay. Now all of a sudden they're 4-3. And now all of a sudden you're looking at the standings going, man, I know that the standings aren't don't look like what I've seen on the field all year, but who knows? Also, one other word to the wise. Ohio State got their game time for Penn State noon on November 1st.
Okay, thanks.
Remember when we were excited about that game and thought it would actually be close and kind of fun? Yeah. And now it's like, okay, here comes another...
No Drew Aller, no James Franklin.
Here comes another crummy team waltzing in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.